Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Brewers head west to start a four-game series tonight against the Giants. What an Easter Sunday for the crew at American Family Field.
Henderson kicks, delivers.
Swing and a miss! He struck him out! Got him with a changeup, and Soderstrom tosses the bat in disgust with himself. Logan Henderson lets out a yell as he walks back into the dugout. And everybody here at American Family Field at their feet.
The rookie, big league debut, 9 strikeouts and 6 innings of work. Brewers Extra Innings host Dom Cotroneo in the house with us now on Brewers 360. Dom, you could say any name today and say, John Schindelinden is starting for the Brewers. And I'd say, all right, must be a guy that we picked up.
And they'll pitch a gem.
Any name. Pick a name.
It's amazing how fast this turned, right? It feels like a couple weeks ago we were talking about, who's this guy? Who's this guy? What's going on? What's wrong? They're 0-4. Well, they've won every series at home. Their pitching has taken a step forward because the guys have found their proper roles, right? When you think of Elvin Rodriguez and you think of Tyler Alexander, they started multiple games this year for the Brewers. That was never in the cards coming out of spring training, especially in April. And already yesterday, the 9th different starting pitcher for the Brewers. Most teams can't absorb that in April, and the fact that the Brewers are above 500 and playing quality baseball is another, you know, mark in a compliment to their pitching development program.
It's not just luck.
No.
Clearly, there's a plan in place that makes these pitchers so strong and so good right out of the gate.
Well, I mean, look at this weekend in its entirety, right? I thought Freddie pitched solid on Friday.
Sure.
It wasn't his best, but it was solid. Then Saturday, Chad Patrick takes a tough luck loss, throwing a quality start, 6 innings and only 2 runs allowed. The Brewers just got beat by better pitching on the other side. And then here Sunday, Logan Henderson, welcome to the show, another quality start. He has 9 strikeouts. I mean, this isn't a team that does this by accident. They designed for this. They planned for this. And maybe they weren't planning on Chad Patrick to have to make his big league debut opening weekend at Yankee Stadium, but get him moving, get him going. I don't know how long Logan Henderson is going to stick around because even better pitchers are now coming back. Established pitchers like Tobias Myers, like Brandon Woodruff are on their way back and on the mend. So not many teams can handle what the Brewers have gone through, and they've done it. And I think it's just another sign of good things to come as they continue to get healthier.
Woody may be a different case as a seasoned veteran, but some of these other guys who are coming back, Dom, if I look over my shoulder and I see new guy throwing quality starts, 9 strikeouts. Like, I better be ready to bring it when it's my turn again.
Well, it's fun because it becomes an internal competition between the rookies, and Quinn Priester is now coming over. He's pitching tomorrow against the Giants. And it's like, hey, welcome to this team. You're expected to pitch well. And he's coming from, you know, AAA in the Red Sox organization. He pitched in a handful of games in the Red Sox big league team last year. And we know he was a first-round pick by the Pirates, and it didn't go well for him. And the Pirates have a decent reputation of developing pitching, but part of the reason why they're good at developing pitching is because they're always picking in the first 5 picks of the first round because they've been so terrible the last few years. But for these guys, Chris Hook, Jim Henderson, everybody in the pitching analyst side of things, they deserve a lot of credit for recognizing. I mean, yesterday in particular, Logan Henderson, 2 pitches, fastball, changeup. He had a handful of bad sliders and a handful of bad cutters. Fastball, changeup. If you can get big league hitters out with 2 pitches, you got something special.
When you look at the team as a whole, as we are now several weeks into the season, about a month in, is there a red flag, anything that concerns you, anything that you've seen a trend on now that's becoming more than just a blip?
I'm calling it the bridge bullpen is a little bit of a red flag right now. Yoel Piamps has had a tough start to the season. Brian Hudson has had a tough start to the season. They don't have a ton of depth in that category right now. Craig Yoho is obviously a name I've talked about plenty, that he is going to pitch in the big leagues at some point this year, hopefully sooner as opposed to later. He could fit in those bridge innings, meaning non-closer, game is still close in the 6th or 7th inning, and you need a guy to bridge you to your leverage guys. That's where the Brewers might need to find something to work in their favor. Granted, Nick Mears has been great. Abner Uribe has been great. They trust those guys as righties. But I wonder if they're considering Aaron Ashby and D.L. Hall to be relievers when they return from their injured list stints, because there could be an immediate need for them in the bullpen.
Host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio with us. So we were talking earlier, too, one of my favorite guys just as a guy, Rhys Hoskins. Mm-hmm. If he is becoming the guy we thought we hired last year, and granted, he was coming off of injury, so maybe it took him that season to get his legs back under him, but if he becomes that guy, whoa.
He's got dad strength now, right? Him and Jamie just had their firstborn over the offseason. So I was talking to Rhys the other day in the clubhouse, and we had joked, like, hey, the first one's always the hardest to get and all that sort of thing, but the swing selection is what's impressing me about Rhys, and this is something that's gone on his entire career. His best seasons come when he's walking and he's not afraid to, you know, take more pitches, not afraid to take a strikeout here and there, but he doesn't strike out an exorbitant amount. He did strike out higher than he ever had last season. You could attribute that to rust, of course, but when you monitor his walk rates and his strikeout rates, they generally coincide with his home run rates. It's kind of funny how that works, where, well, if you're walking more, you shouldn't, in theory, be hitting more home runs, but that's something that Rhys has been taking to heart this season.
I'm curious to see how it goes tonight with Willie Adames on the opposing side of the field, just because the dude, even when he was a Brewer, you would see him, if you go to a game, you'd see him just like shake everyone's hand at second base, whatever, any player was there, he's palling up with him. It's going to be fun to see him, even though he's not wearing the Brewer colors.
It's going to be even more fun to win the series, right? I think that's
a good plan.
It's one of the things that, you know, when you're playing a friend, like think back like the elementary school, if you're pitted against each other in recess, you're like, well, my best friend's on that team, so we got to win today, right? I think that's how the attitude is going to go. Obviously, everybody loves Willie. I bet a few guys got dinner with him last night.
Sure.
Like, it's going to be a little weird. Granted, we had the spring training to get it out of the way. It'll be weirder when he comes back to Milwaukee and there'll be the tribute video and all the fan engagement and that sort of thing from people I've talked to in the Giants organization. No surprise, they can't stop raving about Willie Adames. Even though he's off to a cold start with the bat, they can't stop raving about the guy, what he understands. And when you think at a grander scale, you know, Dominican baseball player, War 27 with the Brewers, Juan Marichal with the San Francisco Giants, legendary Dominican pitcher, statue out front of Oracle Park. He understands that connection as being the next great Dominican player for the San Francisco Giants, and Marichal still holds true and wants to meet him one day and the whole family back home in the Dominican. So I think it's a great fit. I'm really, really happy for him.
Going to be staying up late here, some late games here on the West Coast.
Send four. Coffee.
Oh, four, so in fact.
We might see you.
Yeah, exactly. I'll be walking out. You guys are walking in. Exactly, yes. Right? You can catch it on Brewers All Access if you don't want to stay up late. Brewers All Access is the podcast.
Appreciate it, Dom. That's an 8:10 pregame, 8:45 first pitch on your home of the Brewers tonight against the San Francisco Giants. So I want to invite you to spend the day with us at a ball game as well. This is a day for you, our loyal listeners. Come on out and celebrate WTMJ Day. And a number of your favorite hosts here from the station will be there. We've got a private tailgate set up at the game Saturday, May 17th. So with your ticket, food, drinks, and hanging out time will be included, plus, of course, the ticket to the game as well. Brewers and Twins at American Family Field. So here's how you sign up. Head to WTMJday.com. Tickets are going fast, so you want to sign up today. We'll see you at the yard. WTMJ Day is Saturday, May 17th. It's sponsored by Woodman's.